That's Chester Whitmore, a magnetic dynamo who does it all. Dancer, choreographer, composer, band leader, comedian, historian, and filmmaker. He's in Flint as a tapologist for the 10th annual festival celebrating the art of the hoofer. A tapologist is a master of tap who's kind of a historian on its evolving culture. Whitmore says his real start with tap came as a teenager when he helped a stranger fix a flat tire. The stranger happened to notice the tap shoes draped over the handlebars of Whitmore's bicycle.
He said, "I want to thank you. If you really want to know how to dance, why don't you come by my place? I'll show you." So that my mind was like, "Oh yeah, sure, okay, this guy's saying this, you know."
So he accepted the invitation and began training. And a short while later, he says he was watching a late night movie. And he'd never seen black people tap dancing like this. Whitmore says at that moment, he realized this was how he wanted to dance too. He described these amazing dances to his instructor and asked if he knew anything about them. Whitmore says he was shocked at what happened then.
He said, "Hey, check this out." And he pulled the drawer down and had these 8x10s. "Hey, were these the guys you saw?" I said, "Yeah, that's that guy that goes hidey, hidey, ho. And that's the guy that dances on the riverboat. And that," and I looked, "Hey, that's you." And he said, "Yeah, that was Fayard Nicholas of the Nicholas Brothers."
Whitmore's career brought him into contact with a variety of amazing dancers.
I had the pleasure of working with a lot of the legends. John Bubbles, Fayard Nicholas, the Chocolatiers, the gentleman that created the Shim Sham, which was Leonard Reed. I worked with him.
And like almost all tap dancers, he says he's doing whatever he can to pay it forward by sharing what he's learned to keep the art alive. Which brings us to PJ Pinkett. He's a teenager who's already been tapping for 11 years. Pinkett says tap wasn't so much a calling as a loud clatter for both he and his older brother.
I was thinking about 3 or 4, my mom took me to a local theater in Delaware, DuPont Theater, to see Stomp. We were both shouting at our mom, "Mommy, mommy, I want to dance like those guys. I want to dance like those guys." And the only thing rhythmic that she could think of to put me in was tap. It can be that one moment that inspires you.
Pinkett came all the way from Philadelphia because he and his mother decided tapology offered world-class training that he just couldn't pass up.
I'm missing school for this. I love school. And I mean, I really think this education is worth that, you know, it's worth that sacrifice.
And like Whitmore, PJ's already thinking about how he can pay it forward to keep the art of tap dancing alive.
I want to go to the University of Richmond for film so I can show the world that tap isn't a dying art form. Tap is not dead. We are very much alive. You just have to look for us. So when you find us, tell your friends.